Triple M's Marto and Margot for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. Margot in Brisbane.
Hello, Marto.
Now, listen, I don't know whether I can do the show this morning.
Why?
Well, I didn't watch the third televised debate, and I need to do that before
there was
I do
a debate?
You were too busy podcasting last night, I heard, yeah. Marto. Who are you?
Oh, with a mate, trying to help a mate out.
That's so nice.
Oh, what a weird world, the podcast world. It's like doing radio, but without any equipment.
Just sitting in a room with a microphone.
Sitting in a room with a bloke and a can of beer.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Legends Lunch on today, of course, before Magic Round starts tomorrow. And the last person we've had, well, we've been talking about him for 3 weeks.
We haven't officially asked him.
we forgot to ask him, but Ryan Girdler.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
You're coming to Legends Lunch!
Yeah, what are you doing today?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had a ball last year, and what a great weekend of footy it is, and it all kicks off on Thursday, lunchtime. Can't wait.
Okay, now stories have, now you've been, you knew you were coming. Have you been listening to anything? Has anyone else asked you apart from us?
I know who's going, but yeah, I can't, I'm not going to start rolling out names because I don't know whether you guys have revealed it, but yeah, there's some quality people going, and it's like last year, it's going to be a great afternoon.
All right.
We've sat you at the table with Wendell Saylor. Are you okay with that, or would you rather be far removed?
No. Hang on. You did that last year, and I said, if you do that again next year, I'm out.
All right. But if we said you can sit with Wayne Bennett, who would you rather?
Boring.
Well, I'll take on the super coach. I mean, I'm with Wendell every weekend of the year. So.
Oh, so good point.
But, it's good when those two are together. It does. It brings back memories, and the old conversations come back about those Broncos in the late 90s and so forth. And they're good stories to listen to, but, give that to someone else.
When you get on stage, if you're asked today, would you tell the story on what went on after 2003 Premiership win?
Would I? Yeah, of course I would.
Some of it.
No phones in the room, Gerds. They're the rules. What happens at the lunch stays at the lunch. You've got to hand your phone in before you walk in the door.
Look, you know, we're the boys from the foot of the mountains. I mean, we're as honest and clean as the day is long.
What about Scotty?
We had a few beers. Yeah. You know, we had a little barbecue.
Did Scotty?
We went home by about 7:30. There was nothing really going on.
Did Scotty Sattler reenact that cover defence try a few times?
Mate, you know what we did? We dragged the Telstra Cup along the sideline on numerous occasions, and he had to come across and take it out.
Who ended up worse?
Are people still talking about that tackle?
Oh, I am, because I was there. I've only been to two grand finals, and I loved it. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a big moment. But, gee, hasn't he had a drink off that?
If you want a one-trick pony, that Sattler character, that's all he had.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh, who's your dad, John Sattler? Moment. What have you ever done? Oh, did you see me tackle the other day?
It was a good one. Saved our ass, actually. Good.
A New South Welshman you are, obviously playing for the Illawarra Steelers and the Panthers, of course, in New South Wales. But you're a residing Queenslander. Why'd you make the big move, and when? Was it COVID?
A little bit to do with that, Margo. I was in hospitality, obviously, down on the northern beaches there, and we had a tough couple of years and, just got a little bit over the whole thing and wanted to get out and put some acreage and get some animals and, try something else. The kids are at a good age, and we thought that, Queensland was the place to be. And ever since I got here, it's rained. It's rained for like 3 months.
Because I believe you're up the sunny coast somewhere. They get lots of rains up there.
Yeah, but it just doesn't stop. I know the tropical shower and all that kind of thing, and that was expected, but it's been brutal. But anyway, I'm sure it'll pass at some point.
Marto loves talking about lawn. I would bet that your lawn's looking pretty green and impressive.
Well, you just can't get on it, right? It's just, it just hasn't been
too moist.
Haven't mowed it. Yeah, it's a bit. It's an interesting word for it, but it's damp. That's okay. Sure. Very damp.
Well, we can talk lawn porn at some stage.
Maybe
today at lunch. See if we can squeeze in it at some stage. Gerds, I will be asking this at today's lunch. Biggest pest you ever encountered in rugby league?
The biggest pest I ever encountered in rugby league.
Or top five.
Top five would be. Steve Carter.
Yes.
Played for the Panthers. Yeah, he was on the drink. He was a special. Absolute special.
Right. Well, I'll be asking you about him. Yeah, that'll do until today at lunchtime. Looking forward to having you there.
All right, lovely. Marto and Margot.
Triple M Breakfast. Well, we've talked about all the other legends, the rugby league legends, but let's talk the comedy legend that's joining us today, Brett Blake. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's exciting to be back in Brisbane, and I've bloody brought the weather with me, so good on me.
Now, you agreed to do lunch today because thinking, oh, it might help me sell out my comedy shows. No need.
No need, mate. It's all done and dusted. You can't get a ticket if you tried.
Since you last spent time on the show, Margot's gone deeply into the world of jet skis, which I know you're an expert on.
Love it.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I can talk jet skis all day. What do you want to talk about? The fact that I have a purple bullet that just speeds through the Brisbane River.
Like full Kenny Powers purple style?
Sea-doo purple and bright yellow.
Like a 1200? What are we talking?
Incredible. I don't know.
The jet ski expert.
As long as someone puts fuel in it and shows you the accelerator.
RX TX, that's all I know, baby.
You're semi-famous, I guess, for some of your jet ski work and comedy work, so your promotional work with your jet ski. Are you actually a jet ski fan, or is that just for marketing?
No, I love jet skis. Oh, right. I love jet skis. I love dirt bikes. There's a reason I have a mullet, and I've earned it, and that's why I've had it for the last 7 years, and I will continue to have it.
Do you think there's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys in the mullet area?
Man, there's a lot of people who cut them in, which really annoys me. I feel like with a mullet, you need to get it from the stumps down, and you need to own it. You know what I mean? You need to be unemployed for a long period of time. Old ladies giving you dirty looks on buses. That's what you need to have.
I mean, you get judged for having a mullet, like you said, the old ladies on buses. But do you judge others who have mullets? Like you said, there's particular ways to wear the mullet. Do you judge mullets on other people?
Yeah, I think it's the mullet community, we're quite judgy. You know what I mean? I want to know what you've done to earn that mullet. You know, if you just work, if you're in a band, fair enough. But if you work at Coles, nah, it's not for you.
Can I ask, there's a worrying trend crept into rugby league, especially this year. It's at a pandemic levels.
The Papali, the Papali'i.
No, not
he's
the
got
Papali'i,
a pretty wicked mullet.
The rat's tail.
Oh,
How do mulleted people look on ratties?
The same way everyone else does, with disgust.
But you
as
know
soon
what?
As I see him, I just wish I had a pair of scissors. Just cut it off and just help their mum out. You know what I mean?
It's creeping higher and higher up the back of the head, though. It used to be down the bottom. Now they're wearing them right in the middle and they're plaiting them.
I like the... I've seen a side rat's tail, which was pretty good. Jeez. But the best one I saw when it comes to the haircuts is a guy at my local gym. He's got a mohawk, but he's got a bald spot on the top of his head there.
Oh,
but the mohawk does a zigzag around the bald spot.
Like
and then continues down, yes.
Nothing says unemployment benefits more than that, honestly.
Tomorrow night, you are at Good Chat.
I'm at the Good Chat
Club. Which we love, just across the road here.
Man, it's one of the best clubs. You've got the Sit Down Comedy Club, obviously, but the Good Chat Comedy Club is one of the best clubs in Australia, so you guys are very spoiled here.
Do you talk jet skis and mullets in your show?
No, this year's about Smoko King, so it's about, my show's called Smoko King. It's about working construction, and it's about the infamous Smoko break. The best thing I saw in the Smoko lounge, and hopefully a lot of the listeners can relate to this, is how long, if you were a gambling person, would you put a pie into a microwave at room temperature? Take it away, Margo. What do you reckon?
A minute.
A minute? Marto?
I'd go one. Yeah, I used to go 1:11.
I saw a guy put a pie into the microwave for 7.5 minutes.
Did it explode?
No, it didn't. I thought if he opened the door, flames would come out, like Ozzy Osbourne would be shredding on a guitar. Right. All that happened was the pie held its shape, and then I was like, well, there's no way he's going to be able to pick it up.
No.
But then I remembered he was a brickie. He's got awful hands.
No fingerprints.
Half covered in cement. Picks up the pie, puts the pie into his mouth.
He ate it.
Straight to hospital, right? Yeah, we all had to have a stop work meeting About him.
Do you need a pie X-ray and a pie MRI?
Yeah, to work out the temperature.
That's where everything is. Yeah. Oh, you're an idiot. Hey, listen, are you nervous about today's lunch? Because Wayne Bennett is a very funny guy. If he gets more laughs than you.
Does Bennett just get dressed up in an ABBA tribute costume or something? He's like, that's why you've got to shut up, guys.
I think Gene Simmons from Kiss, perhaps.
Right.
Only legs. 200 people will ever know. We'll see you today, mate.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
Great news.
Yeah.
Great news for me.
Yeah.
I don't have to have that hip replacement I was telling you maybe yesterday I needed. It's great news.
Did you think you had osteoarthritis of the hip, I think you said?
I woke up. What's today? It's Wednesday.
I woke up
Wednesday morning about 1 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep. I had a sore hip. And I then I rubbed it for a while. I was telling you yesterday, stayed up for a while. Then I started Googling, going, there's something really wrong with my hip.
And Dr. Google.
All the symptoms, and there were always American University professors who do a lot of the diagnosing. It appeared that I needed a hip replacement. I thought, God, I'll have to get up this morning.
Sounds legit.
Go and find a doctor. I told you about it yesterday. I was hobbling a little bit.
Mm.
A mate yesterday afternoon said, you should just have a bit of a stretch. Amazing.
Oh, it fixed it.
Don't seem to need a hip replacement anymore.
No hip replacement.
Seem to be okay.
Funny you mention it, Marto, because about 2 weeks ago I had self-diagnosed esophageal cancer.
I do remember that.
Yes. turns out I have reflux.
And Dr. Google told you.
I also thought it may be a case of gastritis, I thought. No, just reflux. Right.
There is an age you get where everything you get is cancer.
Yeah.
But then if you Google anything, it's cancer.
It's cancer, yeah. And you'll need to get... can we go through... Google's been a wonderful thing in so many ways, but in terms of Dr. Google, it confounds the medical, because people turn up to the doctor and they'll tell the doctor what's wrong with them and then he starts to pull apart the facts.
Self-diagnosis is a dangerous place. We always recommend seeing a GP or medical professional. But what did you diagnose yourself with? 133353.
And what did it actually, what turned out to be? Tony, have you ever gone to Dr. Google and what happened?
Good morning. I don't know whether Margot's come across this. I'm not sure. But 26 years old, first baby, sitting in the bath, and baby was about a week old. Felt my breasts.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, no.
Lump.
I'm crying my eyes out. Absolutely crying my eyes out. My husband said, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, we've just had a baby, now I'm going to die. And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, look at my lumps, look, they're everywhere. I've got breast cancer.
Like,
and he goes, oh, you haven't. He goes, I said, yes, I have, now I'm going to die. Da, 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 da.
Who's going to look after my baby?
Exactly. And then this was sort of before Google, so it's like go to the textbook.
Oh, you went to the encyclopedia.
Well, I went to what to expect when you're expecting.
Yeah, I know it.
Which was the book of the day back in the 90s.
There's been so many editions, Tony.
This is probably not the first edition, but it was an edition. And anyway, sent the husband down to the grocery store, got the cabbage. Put the cabbage leaves in the freezer for about half an hour, came back, put the cabbage leaves on my breasts. It's a miracle.
You had mastitis. Tony, not breast cancer.
I think 80% of girls have had babies.
Familiar. Same thing. A lump in my breast. Checked it. It was a milk duct that was just blocked.
I know. And you don't know these things. First baby.
I'm happy you're still with us, Tony. We're so glad.
Thank goodness.
So much.
Really important message, though, ladies. Check your breasts. If you think you might have a lump, do get it checked, though. Don't rely on Google or what to expect when you're expecting. Always get it checked.
Cleveland, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, what happened? Did you diagnose yourself on Dr. Google?
No. My wife, actually, she's a nurse, but this day she thought she was a doctor.
Yeah, what a cheater.
I had some really bad gut pains and stuff like that, and it sort of lasted the whole day, and then she thought I had to do a big poo.
Yeah.
So she went to the chemist and bought two enemas.
Yeah.
And so I did that night, no dramas. Next day, I was still on the couch in fetus position in pain. She came home from work and ended up taking me to the doctors, and I had to get my appendix out.
Oh, you had appendicitis.
Yeah.
So you really did have something wrong.
You weren't
with
constipated,
you.
Cleveland.
No,
you actually needed to have your appendix removed. So.
Yeah, but she thought she was a doctor that day and
of
thought,
course.
Oh, I'll just get you some animals.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, but no, ended up in the hospital for a couple of days.
Oh, I'm glad you're still with us and not in the toilet.
Yeah, mate.
That's great. Thanks for the call, Cleveland.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, I had to lean on you the other night. I text you outside of working hours because I needed someone who could speak Italian. And I know that when you played rugby, you lived in Italy for a period of time.
I speak pub Italian, I think I'm called.
But you have a mate in Italy that sometimes you ring when you're in here and you talk to him, you're blah, 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 or whatever it is that you say, I'm not sure. But I needed your help because a girlfriend of mine, her dad is currently in a hospital in Venice. He had an incident over there. Nobody speaks he doesn't speak any Italian. They don't speak much English. She was having trouble trying to get in touch with him. The hospital wouldn't release any information. They all spoke Italian. She couldn't understand. She's South African. Her mum's in South Africa. Her dad's stuck in a hospital in Venice because he had an accident. And it was just all really, really messy.
It was really weird when you sent the note. I've gone, oh, my God. So I got onto my mate.
Yes.
I said, listen, might need you in an emergency. I sent him some photos for Easter as well. Haven't spoken to him for a while. While he's us at Easter having a great time.
Well, she needed someone who was either a doctor or could speak English.
Well, he was down,
and Italian.
He was down near Rome, but he said, yeah, I have friends up there near Venice. Yeah, I better not put on an Italian accent.
Go on.
In the day of every day, hello, Greg, I have friend in Venice. Everything's very simple. But he said he'd help, and I said, well, what do you want him to do? Do you want this bloke to ring the hospital? And they've sorted it out, which is good.
They have now sorted it out, which was good, because she thought they were holding him hostage because he'd been there 2 or 3 days. I hadn't fed him because they kept saying that we've got to do tests. He then said, I'm just bloody hungry and I want to go home. Like, let me out of here. But she thought they were maybe holding him hostage for insurance purposes, for money that he would pay. And I remember going through an experience like this when I was overseas. A girlfriend and I went, we were in Dubai at the time, and I'd slipped over by the pool and split my head open. And they put me on.
Did you spill your cocktail?
I spilled my cocktail on the way down, Marto. Not a drop.
We're all thinking it. Well, that's the expensive bit.
They put me in a neck brace. They put me on a stretcher. And in over there, the hotel where we were staying just happened to be connected to the 7-star hospital next door. I'm like, no, just take me to the public one, But they're like, no, hospital next door. And I was like, okay. So they wheel me under this corridor.
Oh, it's connected to the
hotel.
Oh, that is a scam.
Down the corridor. So it must be if you stay at the hospital, have a baby there or whatever, you do your postnatal care at the hotel. We have that here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah, I guess
Pindara put you up at Versace. It's a similar sort of concept. Yeah. So here I'm really being wheeled underneath this underground tunnel, and then I come up into the hospital. It has bell porters, you know, it's like a hotel.
Wow.
But it was incredible. But anyway, the whole process, I had to have my head stapled together, and then it was insurance, travel insurance, medical insurance. Do I have that? I had to pay up front. But it was all sorts of disasters, and you don't appreciate your medical system at home. Until
like
you're
league?
Overseas.
Can I sidetrack things? But was it like rugby league? Did you come back in 10 minutes time and everyone around the pool, like in the head bin? She's been examined.
I was actually making out, like reenacting a dive, because I used to be a diver when I was a young girl.
So
I was poolside, and up. And as I went up, I slipped back and smashed my head on the tiles.
How much video
poolside.
That?
They wrapped my head up in a bandage, sat
how
me there
money
with a towel.
Were they after?
It was $1,200 for 4 staples.
Did you have $1,200?
Lots of embarrassment. I was willing to pay it just to get out of there, Marto. I didn't. I had to get the medical staff to be able to ring Corey, who was my next of kin. It was a bit of a process. He was then on the phone to our health insurance, back and forth, and then eventually
being cooked or injured
cash.
Overseas is because often you don't have insurance. I got a mate after a footy tour. They went skiing in one of those US ski resorts, whether it's Colorado Springs, one of those, broke his leg hitting a tree, airlifted off the mountain, bill, and then American hospitals, hear about how much.
Medicaid.
Well, this is the first time I'd heard about it. It was something like $14,000 for the whole operation.
Jesus.
He got the plaster on and just piss-bolted back to Australia.
Get home.
Never allowed
get on the
back
plane.
To the USA.
Yeah. 1-333-53, banged up abroad.
Mm. So this is the medical edition.
Of what happened when you were overseas. You've come a gutsa, you've injured yourself. Maybe it was a Vespa in Thailand. Thailand. I don't know. It can be
Did
such
you
a
say
nightmare.
It ended up being $1,200 for
yes,
four stitches.
For four staples. Marto. Not even, there was no labour and it was just bang, 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 done. See ya.
Lachlan from Carindale. Where were you overseas?
I think it was in Hong Kong or Singapore. I can't remember off the top of my head. I was quite young at the time, and I thought it was a good idea at 12 o'clock at night in an international airport to run around and decided to headbutt a table, the corner of a table, and I had three or four stitches in my forehead.
Well, this will be interesting. Yeah.
Hospital system in Hong Kong, what's that like?
It's pretty good. I can't remember at the time because, as I said, I was quite young, but I remember the airport staff are quite nice. I put my parents in accommodation for the night, and I had to go in a hospital. I can't even remember where, but I remember I woke up with stitches in my forehead, and I was like, oh, what happened? And my parents said, don't ask. Don't ask.
Did your dad ever say that cost us $1,000 or anything like that? Yeah, dads do that stuff.
No, because I was quite young at the time. My mum was a bit more, you know, making sure I was okay because they missed that.
Little Lachlan.
Oh, little Lachlan.
Little Lockie. Thanks, Hope.
Lewis from Spring Hill. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. What happened when you were overseas? Was it you or someone you know?
Yeah, so it was one of my mates. About 5-6 years ago, we all went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Just for a large trip. One morning, we all thought it was a good idea, 20 guys out in the middle of the sea on jet skis.
20 jet skis and drinking, I guess.
Oh, well, it was the morning after, so it was maybe either still a bit drunk or hungover.
Yes. A bit foggy in the brain.
And one of my mates was enjoying himself, and he smacked my other mate in the hip with a jet ski going, I don't know how fast he was going, but it was pretty scary.
Yeah. Did he fly through the air after impact?
He smacked him and he sort of travelled, I don't know, a couple of metres, and then he was just screaming in the middle of the ocean, just what? Hanging on to the jet ski, just screaming.
What was the injury, Lewis, that he had sustained, and how much time did he have to spend in hospital?
So, like, it was actually pretty weird. There was no blood. It was just, so, like, he had shattered all of his hip and his leg.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Did he go to hospital?
Yeah, he spent 2 weeks, 2 weeks in a Mexican hospital, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's where you want to go.
That would have been costly.
How did we finish up, Lewis? Money, money and health-wise.
So, to be honest, I don't actually know the final figure. We just had to, like, take, like, turns each. Just go to visit them. We don't want to ruin the rest of the holiday, you know.
It's inconvenient.
Imagine getting the hospital bill from a Mexican hospital. What's all these bottles of tequila? Oh, that's the disinfectant. Triple M Breakfast
with Marto and Margot. Pete, a mate of mine, if you're out there, we're finally doing it, Margo. You get these people that approach you, mates that approach you and go, you know what you should do on radio? Well, we're finally going to do it because he said, you got to do it tomorrow, Marto, driving in the rain tutorial. He's a truckie. He drives low-end loaders, so he brings up the big excavators. He's a very experienced truck driver. Give him a...
There he is.
The phones are already ringing.
It's not just about truck drivers, though, but you guys are everywhere on the road, so you see more. He said, do a tutorial. Teach people how to drive in the rain.
133353, if you want to participate. Marto, have you got one?
Yeah. Oh, he specified a couple. I said, well, how do you want me to start it off? And he said, grey cars, turn your lights on. Even when the sun's out, he said, you can't see grey cars because they blend into the bitumen.
Okay, lights on one. Braking distance.
Yes.
Oh, when it's raining, give yourself enough distance. We see a lot of nose-to-tail cars.
He said double.
Well, it's 2
accidents.
Seconds, isn't it?
Double
it's
your
2 seconds.
But it's even more in the rain, so
yeah,
double
course.
Your
yeah,
braking
yeah.
distance.
But people are scared of giving braking distance because people then pop into that braking distance. They're like, I don't want to let anyone in, so they sit right on somebody's bum.
That's
if
number
you just
three.
Pull back.
Do not pull in front of a truck. Thank you.
Because they have their braking distance figured out.
That's right. They've got themselves sorted, especially if you're coming up to a potential stopping position, lights or whatever. Don't pull in front of the truck going, oh, nature abhors a vacuum, I better fill that. No, that's not true. Let him have his braking distance, otherwise he might run up your clacker.
Slow down, adhere to the speed limit, but don't slow down too far because that's even more dangerous. Mm. Like even coming in this morning in a 100 zone, people doing 80. I'm like, come on, it's not raining that heavily.
Okay.
Speed up.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Well,
I don't know.
Doing 80 in a 100 zone, that's dangerous.
Yeah, but some people...
What if people aren't confident driving?
Not every car is as magnificent as yours. Far left-hand lane.
Yeah, should
I drive rubbish. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, don't drive in the right-hand lane. Sorry, I'm with you now.
People who can't merge, they do 60 in emerging zone into 100.
Have we left anything for anyone else to ring?
1-3-3-5-3. So you're looking for professional drivers or anyone, Marto?
Anyone who spotted something, just to help everybody out. We're all in this together, as they used to say during the pandemic.
Slippery when wet. The rain's out. There'll be more traffic today. The roads were a nightmare yesterday. What is it about the rain that people just then stop remembering how to drive all of a sudden?
Well, I think it shows the glaring errors that people are making. And don't pull up the left-hand side of a truck. Don't forget, that's a blind spot in so many ways for a truck, especially they can't see you, so get out of the way.
Do you reckon we should bring in new rules around your licensing, like you have to resit it so many every 10 years what or having, 5 years or
what
something?
What about having a W sticker, not allowed to drive in the wet because you're a
I thought you're
an idiot.
Oh, that too is great. Goes hand in hand, Jeremy.
Right, 1-3-3-5-3. So we basically want you to call and help us with the driving tutorial. Is that right?
That's right. Can we just investigate that W one?
Yeah.
So when you know how you got 12 points on your license, when you get to 6, you got to put the W on.
If you do one of those defensive driving courses when you know how to drive in skid pans in the wet and rain, you should get like extra special conditions on your license.
Wow.
That's like do whatever you want, like me.
So that's an M. So you just need an M.
And then an
sticker.
M for Margot. I can drive like Margot. Right. She's a legend.
If we've left any out, can we get a wet weather driving tutorial? What have we missed?
Daniel, we got anyone from Burp and Gary. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. 1-3-3-5-3. You rang because you've got a driving in the wet tips you'd like to pass on?
Oh, just a few. Just keep your lights on, especially at night time or early in the mornings. It makes it very hard to see people.
Why don't people just have it on auto? Isn't that
some cars,
auto, and just leave it on that and it turns it on and off for you?
Usually do, but a lot of people just, because there's so much street lights, they forget about them.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, middle of the day. Take yesterday, Dan, when it was raining in the middle of the day. They should have their lights on then too, shouldn't they?
Well, I did. So just because it was heavy rain, which makes it very hard to see it and then your distance and all the rest of it. Like yesterday, my passenger side mirror, if it's a little bit dirty, the water gets on it, I can't actually see if I'm merging to the left.
Oh, that's a worry. And you're a car. Are you in a truck, are you?
I am. I'm 43 tons, 43 and a half tons, a short semi.
You've got to stop the truck to change that mirror. You can't automatically get that going, can you?
Well, I can get out and actually wipe it, but that's about it.
Hey,
But here's the spray off the truck and all the rest of the cars and stuff. It all just fogs up and you sort of can't see. But
so, Daniel, lights, what else?
Keep left. Because we can actually see a lot further than what cars do on the highway. Because we're up a lot higher, we can see a lot more. And because you wonder why we sort of sit up cars' bums, we can actually see what goes on. You just kind of like, oh, how come he's sitting there? But move to the left.
God,
and
I feel
let
sorry.
Us pass.
Dan, you probably understand. I feel sorry for sedans because there's so many four-wheel drives and vans on the road now. That makes it tough. So
we can go back to Dan if you like.
We got a new Dan.
We've got another Dan, but I like Carl from Ipswich. Hasn't been put through. But don't stop at roundabouts if you don't have to.
Great call, Carl.
I don't like people that can't use their peripheral vision or quickly glance before they're entering the roundabout to know whether someone's coming onto it or not. Don't stop. There's nobody there. Just keep moving through.
I believe Daniel from Waterford West. Are you an interstate truckie?
Yes. Good morning. Taylor here. Look, it's
an
issue that it's not
only just
for the Westmans,
but all times. Dan, we can't hear you, unfortunately.
Your phone's no good, mate. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry about that,
just
Dan.
Give us a quick toot of your horn just to prove you are on.
You can't hear me?
Oh, there we go. That's better.
It's a rule that truck drivers have the right to sit in the middle of two lanes when they're coming into a corner or a roundabout, but people tend to sneak up the inside of you.
Oh, my God. Is that an official rule?
I thought it was illegal to take up more than one lane, Daniel.
No, you'll see a sign on the back of the truck that do not overtake turning vehicle. but if you see a truck, it's called lane sharing. You're sitting in the middle of two lanes. That's for your safety.
Oh. I reckon that's the best tip we've had. Mate, that's the best reminder we've had because it's so hard for you guys and girls to get around corners. Good one, mate.
Thank you, Daniel.
Give us a horn.
Sorry about the phone. That's okay, Daniel.
Hey, give us a horn.
A horn, yes.
Oh, that was piss weak, Daniel.
I don't want to try that one.
Oh, was that
great
our horn?
Tip, though,
that
Daniel. Was our horn. Great tip.
Hey, thanks for your calls.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Yeah, the big news this morning is the short, stocky 40-year-old man who was assaulted last night. Yes, it was Paul Gallen. Paul Gallen. Beaten last night by, what's his name, Terzeski?
Yeah. Was it all 10 rounds I heard he got beaten in?
Yeah, the ninth round he hit Terzeski four times.
Come on, punch it. Punch will get out of it.
Gallen looks to
someone knocking on
boxing
the door there.
What's
happening
boxing,
there?
It's good that Triple M doesn't broadcast boxing. Right, left, 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 right,
there's not
right,
a lot
right.
To,
yeah. I heard he ate a few uppercuts, yeah, is what I read.
That's one someone tweeted. So, and again, for the second time, remember Justice Hooney used him, yeah, the Easter Island statue bloke, the bloke with the big head. He used him as a punching bag again last night. Gallen, he's 40 years of age. I know we spoke to him yesterday. I didn't want to speak to him yesterday. I'm not a fan of his at all. It's time for him to retire. You can't keep getting hit like that when you're 40 years of age after playing rugby league your whole life.
He did say that when we spoke to him yesterday. He was saying, and I saw that he said, you don't age in between games, you age in between rounds.
I see all the report. I could not wait up until 10:30 and didn't want to pay him a $55, so I didn't watch it last night.
They are saying, though, he is Australia's toughest man, classy and respectful in defeat, but they said, geez, he copped an absolute beating.
When you got Alzheimer's at 48 years of age and you go, wonder what happened there,
even Terzeski said he is tough. Australia's toughest man is what they kept calling him.
I'll leave that up to him to retire. You can't keep on getting punched that many times just to prove how tough you are. There's a more interesting story coming out of it. This Terzeski, like, he's not going to go, he's too light to keep on going and being a heavyweight, because that was a heavyweight, all right? They've invented, I see, and this is where Terzeski's going, I'm going to be a bridgerweight. And I'm going, what's a bridgerweight? You know how there's a cruiserweight, there's a light heavyweight, and then it's heavyweight. Okay, now they're introducing, or they have introduced, what we need is more boxing divisions because there's not enough featherweight, flyweight.
Middleweight.
It's light, middleweight, crew. They bridger weight is 91 kilograms. I'd be a bridger weight fighter, 91 to 102 kilograms. So there's this new division that they've invented that Terzeski is going to specialize in that. This bloke, how tall is Gallen? 5'10 at the most. He's just a human cube. He's like SpongeBob SquarePants in a human. he's that size. Whereas Terzeski last night, he was six foot four.
Yeah.
You can't win when you got little arms. You know, you're like
little T-Rex arms.
T-Rex arms trying to punch some huge guy. Give up, Paul. It's time to end.
So you reckon there should be a height limit in with the weight limit?
Yeah, exactly.
Perhaps, maybe. Yeah. Make it really fair.
Marto's thought on sport.
Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Kids in the car at the moment, I've got some real tips for you. Be ambitious. Shoot high. You know they always say that, Margot?
Aim high.
Aim high. Aim so high. Don't even just aim for the moon. Aim for the stars. And you might hit the moon.
Don't they say have high standards, low expectations?
That brings happiness, they generally say.
Yeah.
But have high expectations and hopefully you make it. Don't just go, I want to play sport. I want to be the best. I want to be good. Be the best, because you know what? Being the greatest of all time pays off. And I've got a perfect example. The greatest of all time. The GOAT. Your husband works for Fox Sports. I worked for Fox Sports for a long time. Get paid okay, would you say?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. You know Tom Brady?
Yep.
Okay, Tom Brady, who's 44 years of age, he's playing one more season for the Buccaneers. Okay. He won 7 Super Bowls, more than any other
not
human.
Bad. Yep.
5 times he was Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's what you want to shoot for, kiddies, because he just signed a deal. He's got one more year to play, okay?
Oh, God.
He just signed a deal with Fox Sports in America.
He
He's just signed a 10-year deal to commentate games for US network Fox, worth a reported $540 million.
That's about what Corey gets.
That's $1 million a week. He needs to make that much to pay for you, but $1 million a week to talk footy? Wow. Are you serious? They only pay 20 weeks.
$40 million.
They play 25 weeks or 24 weeks of the year. So he's actually getting $2 million a week. Everyone feeling good? Off to work. Here you go.
You know how you said aspire to be the best marry the best?
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
I saw Wally Singh in the news last night.
Suncorp Stadium is one of the best drainage grounds in the country, designed to handle 100 millimetres of rain every hour.
That sort of stuff really gets me going. That is amazing.
Lawn talk.
That is some one hell of a drainage. And then you said, I told you I was going to play it, and you said, you know you're getting old when you start talking about drainage, Marto.
Well, we were just talking with Ryan Girdler about lawn. I'm like, oh, really, this is where we're at? Oh, that's right.
Well, that's what happens. It's perfection because when you're younger, you're in a rush to get through life. But when you get to a more mature stage like myself, you want to actually see perfect things and put in a little bit of work and look what happens.
It's like your conversations with your friends go from, oh, did you get any last night? How much is in your rain gauge?
Shut up. You know when you're getting old, when you see your kids, and you go, can you get the TV back to free-to-air off stand for me? That's when you know you're getting old, when you've got no idea how to change off a streaming channel.
Have you started brewing beer yet, Marto?
No, I haven't. That'd be really old.
That's the next one.
I ask my kids to remind me things. I'm like, can you remind me to tell you that you've got that thing on Thursday? Or can you remind me to get money for Subway orders? The one that I was very disappointed in yesterday, my husband...
Are you claiming in your mid-30s, yeah, late-30s, you're getting old?
I'm getting old. Well, my husband told me that I'm getting old because he told me that I was too old for a particular item of fashion. It was a high top sneaker, Marto. You know, I love a sneaker,
I
always go the low sneaker, but I picked up a pair of high top sneakers and I went, oh, they're really cool. And Corey goes, you're not cool enough to wear those and you're definitely too old. And then I went, stuff Jesus you, I'm going to try them on anyway. So as I sat down, I went, oh, and sat in the chair. And then I went, no, I'm too old. And I went, no, I am too old. Can you put those back on the shelf, thanks?
Can we run this?
Yeah, you can. How do you know when you're too old?
Sorry, I had to sigh before I spoke.
Oh, of course, that's you're getting old.
When do you know you're getting old?
I find myself sighing in the morning. I sit up on the side of my bed, turn my alarm off and just go... and then stand up to go to the shower, to go to the bathroom, to get ready for work.
What is old?
Do you take a bit of a sit-down in the shopping centres these days? You know, in those seats in the middle of shopping centres, Marto?
No, what did you do yesterday that you told me this morning, actually? That's,
which bit?
You're getting old. You're the old man that follows your wife around the shopping centre with a trolley.
Yeah, went into the supermarket for the first time with Kath and I pushed the trolley and she spoke to me. I've seen old people do that.
Or they sit on the lounges in the middle of the shopping centre waiting outside the stores for their wives.
I'm not that old yet. I tell you, when you know you're getting old, was yesterday arvo. I had to walk down the back stairs and they were really wet, one at a time. You normally go 1 foot, then the next step, then the next step. I had to go, ooh.
I do that too. What about cautious.
Have you seen Marto? Marto just has conversations with
random people
everywhere he goes, just starts a conversation.
I reckon people need to wear their names, more name tags around here. I can't remember.
Heat packs on the joints when they're sore. You've been wearing a heat pack for a few days now on the hip.
Other people getting old?
Yeah, I'm getting old.
Or think they're getting old.
Taylor from Joiner, 133353. How do you know you're getting old?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yeah,
the definition of getting old in my books is the difference between falling over and having a fall.
Having a fall.
Oh, yeah.
My nan used to love saying, oh, I've had a fall, dear. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Nan.
If Nan's fallen over, it's all good, but if she's had a fall, then she's older.
Yeah, so good.
That's great, Taylor.
Nice, thank you, Taylor.
Carolyn from Thornside, are you like Janelle from Maruka who can't remember what she did yesterday? Is that how you know you've gotten old?
Oh, very close. But I tell you what, it's pretty sad when you start looking forward to having dinner at about 5 o'clock because you've been up since Sparrow Fart.
It's getting early. It's getting dark at 5:15 now, Caroline. That's all right.
It is. Put the slow cooker on and you're starving.
Yes,
or you call it tea instead of dinner. It's tea time.
Very true. Very true.
Hey, thanks for the call,
good
Caroline.
One. Lachlan from Birkdale. Brilliant, mate. Listening to AM stations. So true.
Oh, you know you're getting old then.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Listen, I know we've been all about Magic Round and stuff and pointing towards, and it is, of course, the biggest event. Let's not forget there's other things going on and other big things going on in southeast Queensland
this weekend. What's happening this weekend?
We'd better check the weather. The Ipswich show is on, which is enormous. The Ipswich show, the Brookfield show is on, and the Gympie show is on. We're surrounded by shows. Brisbane's surrounded
only
by shows.
Only 1 to 5 mils. It should be okay.
Friday will be wet.
Friday will be wet. Saturday, it'll Sunday, like not so bad.
Blues Fest, Byron Bay. You'll need your gummy.
Your gummies and your poncho.
All right, but if you go there, be careful. So Saturday should be okay.
Should be okay.
1 p.m. Saturday, trouble.
All right.
They're stopping the rides.
Why?
Because they can't get insurance. There's only one. They're saying one, maybe two. There's a big story going around. And I remember seeing it last year around the time of the Ecker. All the carny folk. Is that you allowed to call them carny folk?
You have.
All the operators of the amusement rides. Sorry, is that better?
They're carnies. Their
insurance has gone up something like 400%. Can you imagine? Like they turn up.
Incredible.
So they're going, we can't afford to do this. Some of these people are fifth generation and some of them haven't gone outside their family in those five generations to breed.
So what do you mean? They can't get the insurance, so they're just going to, what, stop the rides at 1 o'clock and then pack up and go home?
I don't know. They haven't said how long. It's like some sort of stop ride meeting.
It's like a strike.
They're going to stop it. This is at, there's also a show out at Charleville, but that's bloody flooding out there. So Gympie, Brookfield, and that's a big show, the Brookfield one. All the Western Suburbs people love that show. At 1 p.m. on Saturday, and I don't know for how long, they just want to make a statement and go, can somebody help us here? Otherwise, there will be no more fun. Because as they're saying, we can't afford the insurance that Dreamworld and Movie World can. Yeah. We're just little operators, and we've seen them. They operate out of caravans and all the rest of it. They can't go on. Do we want a life without rides?
No.
That are a little bit dangerous.
Everybody loves a ride, Marto.
Yeah, they do. I don't like going on there anymore because I've seen how some of them are constructed. I mean,
why's that bolt loose down there?
Anyway, no, you're not.
So
helping.
If I was an insurance company, I'd have my doubts. Good luck with all that.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
The idea to get these last tickets is to get someone famous on the line and we'll make a judgment call. 1-3-3-5-3. These are the very last tickets for today. Let's see what's going on here.
Well, who have we got there? Who's that?
Yeah, good morning. It's Elon.
Who? Eli?
Elon. You might have heard of me. Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk. Hold on. Welcome to Triple M. Oh, my goodness. Are you calling in from somewhere overseas?
Yeah, I am. I'm calling from the United States. On behalf of my buddy.
What accent is that? Is that part South African, part American?
It's quite early in the morning. It could be a bit of both, yeah.
Elon, how's your Twitter takeover going? Are you happy to part with all that money? How much was it in the end?
Look, it's just small pocket change. We don't worry about it too much.
Who are you ringing for? Who's the mate who needs the tickets?
Yeah, I'm ringing for my buddy, Mark.
Who? For your buddy, Mark.
Where did you two meet?
Well, he helped me out a few times. And
What with the SpaceX launch or?
Nice try.
Is that you, Mark?
Yeah, it might be.
That's a great effort. Yeah. Have you been smoking marijuana, Elon, again?
Smoking, taking tablets.
What, now, listen, we're not going to see you at lunch at this stage unless you get that accent sorted out.
Nice try.
Mark somehow is all of a sudden now Elon from the south.
Yeah.
All right, so we're not giving those tickets.
We had a number of those earlier. We had a number while the songs were on, people were ringing us.
Heaps of NRL players, heaps of local MPs. Well, none of them really kind of made the cut,
unfortunately.
Can we
be quite clear? Donald Bradman to that bloke, whoever that was, he is not alive anymore. So nice try. Knew it wasn't you, Donald.
Marto, I don't think we can top. It was early this morning. If you didn't hear, JC from Powderfinger, like the biggest band on the planet, Powderfinger.
That was a wonderful call.
He called on behalf of his mate, Phil, I think his name was.
Phil from Major Cuts at Morningside,
who wanted a couple of tickets, and he got his mate. How do they know each other again? Do you know how he looks after
JC,
him?
JC, when he goes fishing, Phil does all the cryovacs for
butcher.
Him. And he said, can you help him? And the thing is, JC's coming today, and what, Australia's greatest ever rock and roll band? Powderfinger.
I reckon they've got to be the winners. We asked for the most famous
person.
He is. That's who we got today. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Can you take the butcher's apron off around 11 and get to the regatta?
Why, certainly, yes, I can.
Well, you coming, mate. You are on your way thanks to JC being your most famous friend.
You beauty. Thank you very much, guys.
They just got in.
Hotly demanded tickets, Phil. But you're coming along. We'll see you there alongside Corey Parker, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, James Graham, Wayne Bennett.
That'll be incredible.
And us numpties.
That's going to be awesome, guys.
We're going to be there too, Phil. We'll see you there, mate, at the regatta around 11 o'clock.
And, Phil, remember, what happens at the lunch stays at the lunch. Very important. You've got to take the oath. You prepared for that?
I am prepared for that.
All right. Well,
see you there, Phil. Make sure you come up and say hello to Margot and I if you can.
Absolutely. No drama, guys.
All right. See you there.
For everyone going to the lunch, see you later on.
Good luck.
Loose lips, fingerships. We can't have adult conversations if you're going to blab about things.
I just rang my husband. Yes. We've collectively booked our children into after-school care.
Wonderful.
For an extra few hours this afternoon. So the Parkers will be at the regatta and on it.
All right. Have a great day. See you at the lunch. It's 2 to 9, Triple M.